Hundreds of thousands of Shia mourners have converged on the Iranian city of Zanjan to mark the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. The event called Yom al-Abbas is held each year on the 8th day of the month of Muharram. The Zanjan ceremony comes 2 days ahead of Ashura, which marks the climax of mourning processions. Millions of other Iranian mourners are also marking the event across the country. Mourning services have been in place worldwide since the beginning of Muharram. Imam Hussein and 72 of his companions were martyred on Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, in the Battle of Karbala in the 7th century. Imam Hussein was killed after he refused to pledge allegiance to the tyrant ruler. These now are live images coming out of the Iranian city of Zanjan itself, where those mourning processions continue, marking the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, as well as 72 of his companions and family members. 14 centuries ago, of course, on the plains of Karbala in modern-day Iraq. This day, of course, being called Yom al-Abbas, which commemorates the martyrdom of Imam Hussein's brother, Abbas, who died on the plains of Karbala as well in the search for water. Of course, as we've been telling you, this martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein called Ashura is commemorated on a yearly basis in remembering the stand against oppression that Imam Hussein, as well as his family members and companions, took on the plains of Karbala 14 centuries ago. Some of these images now coming out of Karbala itself and the holy city in Karbala in Iraq itself, where the shrines of both Imam Hussein as well as his brother Abbas are situated. This, of course, has parallels with modern-day events as well, and that is why Muslims worldwide on a yearly basis remember the plight of Imam Hussein as well as his family members, because, of course, the fight against oppression continues even in contemporary affairs. We see those fights in places like, of course, Palestine, now Yemen, Bahrain, and, of course, in other places throughout the region and, in fact, throughout the world.